This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. Well, it's a rather sad night in America, which kind of goes against everything that my glorious networks that work so hard to put this show in so many places. And we've got two new affiliates to welcome tonight. But they work so hard to put this show in those places because we bill it as an irreverent look at the news of the week, and we try to have fun. But friends, sometimes the front page doesn't let us do that. Sometimes the front page is wholly committed, in fact, to keeping us separated from each other and from keeping us from seeing the brighter side of life. And it causes me to start tonight's show with a proclamation. If you tonight are watching or listening, even in our new locations, Poplar Bluff, Missouri, and Honolulu, Hawaii, welcome to both of you. Those of you on radio, those of you on television, if you tonight in America, tonight, where you sit, if you tonight look at your television news coverage and you're the least bit sympathetic to the rioters, you are standing against America and you are standing against the justice that you say is necessary for the life of George Floyd. If you support the riots, you oppose justice for George Floyd. That's just the truth of the matter. That's how real it is. If you are tonight on the side of those who are thugging and looting and stealing, you're not American. You're the opposite of what America is. And for those that have spent this last week in the media confusing the two, claiming, as one very simple reporter did, that there was absolutely nothing but going on in any kind of unruly fashion, and directly behind them, buildings were burning down. If you're part of the media that is making that proclamation, you are a liar and you are part of the problem. If you support the rioters, you're not asking for justice for George Floyd. And while the all-out thuggery occurs, and the media continues to conflate, you know, armed theft with, quote, demonstration, or the burning of things down with, quote, constitutional dissent, I mean, this has really turned into a quite laughable mockery of anything resembling justice. And that's the point, is it not? That there are those that are using this opportunity to advance an agenda that has nothing to do with George Floyd, has nothing to do with the justice for the wrongdoing in this case. It has nothing to do with anything resembling actual truth. And that's where we find ourselves, friends, tonight, sitting here on a Saturday evening. Welcome into Saturday night, Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Up on the big board, we've got some very interesting guests for you tonight. Former police chief of the New York City Police Department, Bernard Carrick, will be with us. We're also going to tap into a pastor friend of mine. His name is Dr. A.R. Bernard. He is the most widely heard African-American pastor in America. He has a huge church in Brooklyn. He's got some thoughts on this. Governor Mike Huckabee, also a pastor at one point in time, a politician for much of his life, now an entertainment icon, but he is one of those that when he was governor of the state of Arkansas, he had more African Americans vote for him in that state than any governor prior to that. And here's the thing, he understands this issue inside and out. So we're gonna get some real clear conversation from law enforcement, from the pastorate, and from the political class on what we're seeing play out and how it's being reported and what we think about it. That's all coming up in this hour. And then in the next hour, Ladies Lounge, we've got some interesting guests. Sidney Powell is the attorney that is defending General Mike Flynn. You know, there were further unmaskings this week. And she and KT McFarland both have some really firsthand perspective on all of this. Sidney Powell and former assistant secretary in the Trump administration and former civilian equivalent in the Pentagon of a three-star general. She was the highest-ranked civilian in the Pentagon. KT McFarland will be with us. Then a little bit later on, we'll come back to the COVID-19 discussion. Carol Markowitz will join us. There are those mayors and governors and so forth that are trying to just ruin life. They don't want people to worship together in churches. They don't want families to go to the beach. They're not being reasonable in the limitations they're putting on people anymore, especially now that we've learned so much more about the coronavirus and what it actually stands for, that they don't even want you to get the vitamin D, which is actually very good in preventing and fighting the COVID-19. Vitamin D is actually very good for that. So anyway, we'll get to all that before we're done. But I want to weigh in just a bit further on a couple of these thoughts. Because last night we also had a betrayal at the Supreme Court level. Last night, the Supreme Court, 5-4, returned a verdict that said they were going to allow a lower court's decision to stand, in which a California church argued that restrictions on public gatherings treated houses of worship different than businesses. And there's no question that they do. When casinos and tanning salons and coffee shops and barber shops and nail salon beauty parlors and all the rest are allowed to open, but churches aren't, there is a discriminatory factor that's going on. And I think personally that the guys that argued this case, they handled it wrong. They made the wrong argument. It shouldn't be that the church should be treated under the Commerce Clause and be given same freedom of assembly as those that are going to those other things. They should have made the argument that we have a First Amendment right to practice our faith, and that church goers, one of the foremost practices of faith, is going to church together. I posted something similar to this on Twitter today. People, well, you still get to use your digital service. You can, so no one's keeping you from worshiping. No one's keeping God from talking to you. That's not what going to church is about. And I know that for people that have rejected faith and don't want to have anything to do with faith, you just see this as a pure, just a pure interest of disease, and trying to, you're trying to Karen us all, and, you know, say, oh, those Christians, they'll get together and you know what's going to happen. They're going to spread the virus to each other, and then they're going to come give it to everybody else, and they're a bunch of grandma killers. That's what the Karens are saying. I get all that. Doesn't mean it's true. In fact, here's the really wild thing. If you want to really understand it, the wild thing is you're fully able to open churches and allow them to determine their capacity based on recommendations and guidance from the states on what they think is safe, and still allow them to meet and be perfectly healthy. You can have a ministry out of your church that actually helps care for the vulnerable and the shut-in. In fact, most churches have a shut-in ministry that they do just to people who are shut-in. But the Supreme Court, and disappointingly Justice John Roberts, has made the decisions that churches will not be allowed to. They will be given second-class status in terms of freedoms. Hey, it's hope. It's happening all around us. America is starting to open. And I want to say thank you to a new great sponsor, USA Masks Direct. Stores and businesses across the nation are starting to try and recover. The threat of the virus is not completely over, and as America reopens, it's more important than ever that you protect yourself and your family. The CDC says face masks help, and the USA Masks Direct have quality face masks, great designs, very patriotic styles. I like the Statue of Liberty one, but they've also got ones of the American flag and other things. Go to USAMasks2020.com. Get your family protected. You're going to get a discount when you mention KMC at checkout. Use coupon code KMC at checkout and get 20% off your order tonight when you go. And these are washable up to 50 times, can be reused. They are super attractive. They are very cool. They are patriotic. All masks on sale right now. Use coupon code KMC at checkout for an additional 20% off. Go to USAMasks2020.com. That's USAMasks2020.com and get your show your patriotism. You know, and blow everybody's minds around you. You're going to be patriotic. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick. And I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off plus free shipping. That's 25% off plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Listening to Radio Night Live, and tonight, this first hour, we're going to focus exclusively on the violence related to the killing of George Floyd. Coming up, Mike Huckabee, Dr. A.R. Bernard. But first, we start with a conversation with one Bernie Carrick.
We're going to look at it, and we're going to get a report tomorrow when we get back. And we're going to get a very full report, but first in.
That's the president from just outside Marine One earlier today, just kind of laying the law down. He's going to get a report, and he's going to take a look at it, and he's invoked the DOJ in the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis, Minnesota, where overnight riots continued to break out of control. A Target store was looted. An AutoZone store was burned to the ground. There were some arrests made, but the anger that was being poured out of all those people, at least initially, had to do with the now videotaped death of a police officer putting his neck on one George Floyd, who, as more and more information comes out, seems to be a guy that wasn't creating a problem for these officers. But I want to get some perspective on this from all kinds of different people in the next few minutes. So a little bit later on, Pastor A.R. Bernard of the Christian Cultural Center will join us. But let me first turn to law enforcement. Former Commissioner Bernard Carrick of the NYPD rejoins us. And Bernie, I'm curious, and you were very, very involved in President Trump's work on the criminal justice reform measure that passed.
Right.
This administration does have a greater focus on societal justice and trying to get it right the first time. Is the president doing the right thing by jumping in with the Justice Department and saying, we're going to automatically look at this as a Murder One case?
Yeah, I think he is. And I usually don't comment, as I'm sure the president doesn't, on issues like this until there's a full and conclusive investigation. However, the video is overwhelming. The video is so compelling that I said yesterday, I said it's sickening. I talked about this last night on Sean Hannity's show. I said it was atrocious. This officer was applying unnecessary force. This guy was handcuffed. He was not resisting. He wasn't in a position to resist. He was basically telling the officer, I can't breathe. I'm dying. You're trying to kill me. You had people around the officer saying the same thing. And I have to tell you, Kevin, the more I've watched the video, and I've watched it now several times, I have to wonder about the mental faculty of this cop. When you look at him, he is distant. He is cold. Honestly, he looks like a psychopath. He's in the process of killing a man and has absolutely, I can't figure it out.
Yeah.
I can't figure it out. And it's, somebody's going to, I think the Bureau is going to have to not only look at this incident, they're going to have to look at this cop's track record, his history within the department, his history of complaints, the racial breakdown of those complaints. I think the department has to be looked at in general as to see if these things have happened in the past. And if so, why hasn't the police chief or the mayor done something about it?
Yeah. Well, you know what's interesting about this, Commissioner, and it's I think it really is to some degree a catch-22, because you don't have in that city at this point in time, you don't have a white police commissioner. You have an African American who's very accomplished and credentialed, to have gotten to the position where he's at, and you have a Democratic mayor who has come out and condemned it. And I'm just curious, given the kind of what you use the word overwhelming case that video demonstrates, why do you think there hasn't been an arrest of that officer as of yet?
Well, look, and I preface this with, I watched I watched the mayor say last night that this officer should be in jail already and be charged. The one thing you don't want to do in a circumstance like this is you don't want to prejudge, and you don't want to take somebody, you don't want to lock somebody up without the full and total evidence, because it's going to come back to haunt you. The one thing they do not want to do is lose this case.
Right.
This guy, just based on the video, and I've watched a series of videos when they took him out of the car, when they sat him on the side, when they, you know.
Yeah, it got filmed by all angles. Like, they suddenly had every element of this.
I believe the videos themselves tell a pretty compelling story, but there may be something else out there that nobody knows about, and I think the Justice Department and the local DA has to be very careful that they don't do something they shouldn't do just for perception or looks, and that comes back to bite them in a court of law.
Yeah. Commissioner, you're very concerned about the criminal justice reform. You thought it was a great move by the president to address something that even his predecessor had not done, and any predecessor prior to that had not done. And we want to have faith and full confidence in our police departments. We are dependent upon law enforcement to be good. And we also don't want innocent people dying at the hands of someone who has power that they shouldn't. Where do you believe, where do you begin to see steps that can be taken to more limit these occasions that we've dealt with now?
Well, you know what, Kev, I mean, you have to, everybody has to take a step back and look at the history of the country, look at the things that have happened in the past, look at these types of scenarios that happen now. They are decreasing. When you look at the use of force that cops use today, that's decreasing. When you look at the number of shootings, officer-involved shootings,
right,
those numbers are actually decreasing.
But nobody knows that, Bernie, because Twitter exists.
Right. Nobody knows it. And the unfortunate thing is, when things like this happen, it broad brushes the entire police service. You know, you have 800,000 cops that have now been turned into racist murderers because of one moron in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think people have to take a step back. Let justice take its course. Make sure these people are held accountable that were there. And I say these people, that cop, the men and women around him, the cops around him that did not prevent him from doing what he was doing,
right,
the first line supervisors, and right up the chain.
Well, and the other interesting thing about this, and to your point, there have been dozens, if not hundreds, of police organizations that have come out today and either condemned the actions of the officer or even gone so far as to call for, justice to be done by way of arrest and so forth. So you do have
a
very strong pro-law enforcement voices that are saying this was wrong. You have the president saying it was wrong. You have the Democratic mayor of the city saying it was wrong, and you have civil rights leaders. It is a really kind of new day in America when you have everybody from every one of those kind of distinct perspectives speaking unison on this.
Yeah, but Kevin, listen, this isn't a scenario where you have a questionable event.
Right.
This isn't a scenario where it was a judgment call, where a cop had to make a judgment call whether he's going to use deadly force or not. This is a scenario where you got to watch this video for 4 minutes, 6 minutes, 8 minutes, where this guy was not resisting. There was absolutely, unequivocally, no justification for the use of force. And for them holding him down, this guy holding him down with his knee in his neck, the way he was, which caused his death.
Yeah, that's the former NYPD Commissioner Bernie Carrick, and that's really the issue. We shouldn't be using this opportunity to rob Target stores and burn autos.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Protests are again turning violent in many U.S. cities over the death of a black man who was pinned to the ground by a white policeman in Minneapolis. In Cleveland, Reporter Greg Savers.
Two Cleveland police cars were set on fire by some of the demonstrators, and they are fully engulfed in flames now. And in the meantime, sheriff deputies surrounding the courts building, where several windows have been broken out, they're shooting tear gas canisters at the crowd now.
Officials across the country are bracing for another night of possible violence following a national call for protests. The governor's closing major highways to try to keep the peace. At the Kennedy Space Center, President Trump vowed his administration will do anything to stop the mob violence. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Welcome back to Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Have you joined our effort yet to bring true justice to women and children that are in slavery in northern Sudan? Our friends at Christian Solidarity International are standing up and helping take racial and human justice to a new level. When we liberate these women from the unjust act of slavery, from having their genitals mutilated, from having them starved to death in the COVID-19 era, when we liberate them, we bring brand new life into their existence, and it is really an amazing thing. For a $25 gift for only 10 months or a $50 gift for 5 months, you could liberate a slave forever with Christian Solidarity International and make sure they receive enough food during the COVID-19 crisis to survive for the next year. That's what that $250 will do. It'll do all of that. It will liberate them and give them enough food and a place to sleep. and a micro-enterprise startup. They get a she-goat. They can create milk products, have more goat kids, etc. Friends, it's really an amazing program. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. I will give you an update on how many we have liberated, but we need your help. 888-342-1010. Dr. A.R. Bernard is a pastor, and he is one that has watched all of this take place. And Pastor, it is one of those things where it's odd to have the whole country unified, but welcome back to Radio Night Live.
You know, it depends on the lens. And first of all, thank you for the invitation. Whenever I have the opportunity to be on your program, and let me concur that there seems to be a national consensus of outrage that we haven't had in a long time in this country. We have been divided for the last several years in ways that we never imagined our nation would be. And yet, on this particular situation, it seemed like the whole country is expressing the same outrage. And I think that is special.
Yeah.
I was pleasantly surprised when Sean Hannity on Fox made a comment that, you know, he looked at the video and he did talk about his martial arts and the pressure point of the carotid artery and how that chokes off oxygen to the brain, which leads to death. You know, I mean, that was excellent to hear people on both sides of the aisle condemning this.
Yeah.
And I think that that gives hope to me. I'm very excited.
I think you also have to have leadership take responsibility. And I'm glad to see the mayor of Minneapolis, who is a Democrat, and the president of the United States, who's a Republican, also working together and talking about, you know, because they didn't wait around for the feds to see what they were going to do this time. The Justice Department just jumped in with both feet and said, okay, let's go.
Right.
We need to have that kind of, especially when there's such plain evidence in front of us, Dr. Bernard. I'm not a lawyer, and I wouldn't do very well in a courtroom. But it seems to me there's not much to discuss about this.
Well, yeah, and in the beginning, you asked a question about the fact that there has not been an arrest, and the mayor, of course, of that city, plainly said that, you know, why isn't this officer in jail? And I wonder, it's only because, you know, of my involvement in these kind of cases from time to time over the last 42 years. And I'm wondering if the firing put them in a classification of being citizens. So when you try a citizen on a case like this, it's different than when you have a police officer on the stand, still on the job and on the stand.
Yeah.
You see?
That makes sense.
There are different rules that come into play. So it may be a very wise decision on how this is playing out to have these individuals end up being charged as citizens. And then there's a different game.
Yeah.
You know?
One predicates the other. If you want the ultimate outcome to be, I think, the biggest statement of justice, which I'm hopeful that we'll get to. But, Pastor, in just our final couple of minutes here, what are your thoughts about how we go forward from this? Should this be the topic of, you know, pulpits across America this weekend, and what larger justice looks like? And go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Kevin, I posted on my social media platform that we need to have a serious conversation in this country about our social systems, structures, policies, and practices. And I point to policy because it is police policy to put that knee in the back of someone who's resisting arrest. It is police policy to do what that officer was doing, not for the period of time, not for the length of time, not after you have someone handcuffed and subdued that you continue those actions.
Yeah.
But as long as there are policies that allow this, then we will have people like this officer, because I support police, I support our firefighters, but you have individuals who do not exercise the kind of discretion that they should if they are humane in their thinking.
Well said. Pastor A.R. Bernard of the Christian Cultural Center, thanks for taking time out for us today. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Radio Night Live continues in a moment.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back to Radio Night Live. Friends, do you have your patriotic America First face masks? If you're going to be in a place where they're going to advise you to keep wearing face masks for a while, why not get ones that express your viewpoint? USA Masks 2020 is where I want you to go to get yours. USAMasks2020.com. USAMasks2020.com. And use my promo code KMC when you do. And when you do, you will receive, and this is a beautiful thing, you will receive not only very patriotic Statue of Liberty, American flag type of face mask, but you will be making the world a better place and expressing our love for freedom all at the same time. Just use my promo code. You can get 20% off
your order when you call. And these are rewashable up to 50 times. So it's a good value. USAMasks2020.com, USAMasks2020.com. Use promo code KMC at checkout. Governor Mike Huckabee, this is a mess that we're in right now. Welcome back. What do you make of it?
Well, it's a mess because some people are using it as an opportunity rather than to respect the tragic death of George Floyd. They're using it as an excuse to steal, to rob, to pilfer, to destroy and riot. And there's nothing more selfish and more that is dishonoring to the life and even to the crime committed against George Floyd by the police officers than for people to take the attention away from George Floyd, put it upon themselves and upon their sense of outrage, and to go and burn their own neighborhoods down. This is crazy stuff. One of the things you said that I really want to call attention to and emphasize, nobody, and I mean nobody, is on the other side of this issue. Everyone agrees, conservative, liberals, in the middle, police, people who hate the police. Everyone agrees that what was done to this young man was murder. I've not heard anyone, not even the most ardent pro-police people, say that, because you can't be pro-police and support this, because this is not about police activity. This is about brutalizing and torturing an individual until he dies, and to do it in the name of the law, and to do it with a badge and a gun. I think we hold police officers in respect, but they have to respect the law, too. And in this case, they did not. So we have a situation where people are exploiting it for their own selfish reasons. And I think it's an incredible dishonoring of the life of George Floyd. If they say they care about him and they care about justice and equality, if they care even about racism, this is no way to bring attention to it, because I don't care what a person thinks. They hate what has happened in this situation in Minneapolis.
Well, and I was watching our good friend Harris Faulkner's broadcast on Fox yesterday, and Guy Benson from townhall.com brought up the protests that had taken place. This was last night, so it was the previous couple of nights. And Jessica Tarlov, one of our center-left people over at Fox, said, well, you know, we can't allow this to become about the protests. We've got to make sure that the protest doesn't become the story, that instead we focus on the inequality of what happened to George Floyd. And I think everybody agreed. But the problem was is that once you decide that Floyd's death can only be righted, I guess, by the looting of a Target, stealing big screens, burning down auto zones, completely dismantling police precincts, it seems to me George Floyd becomes the lost person in the whole conversation, because I've never seen more justice come from a bunch of additional criminality being carried out. I don't know how that works.
Well, that's not about the protest for George Floyd, and that's not a protest. That's a riot. There's a big difference. A protest is where any number of people can get together and peacefully assemble.
Yeah.
March, they can shout, they can sing, they can wave banners, but they don't do it with disrespect of other people or disrespect of people's property. When you go into a store and you burn it down, or you smash cash registers, or you steal merchandise that somebody has to pay for, that's not a protest. That's a crime.
Well, that's why I was very thankful that our friend Harris quickly added to Jessica, yeah, but Dr. King saw it completely differently.
Absolutely.
And of course he did. Hey, let me shift gears a little bit. The president and Twitter have not been getting along. I don't know if anybody's been noticing this, but what's your view of his ability to be able to limit the social media platforms, if you will, as they currently exist, and how much do those platforms play into the larger discussion of free speech?
Well, free speech is exactly what we ought to be having, but it's not free if a social media platform decides that only one side is really free and the other side is going to be shut down because they don't like the content. That's the opposite of free speech. So what the president is saying to the social media companies is this: you want to be a common carrier like the phone company, where you provide the lines, we provide the speech, but you don't tell us what we can say and not say over the telephone? Okay, fine. We'll leave you alone. That's free speech. But if you want to be a publisher, if you want to decide that some people can be heard and some people can't, then you're going to be able to put yourself in a position where you can be sued for libel and defamation and sued for discrimination. And if you don't want that, which you can't imagine that they would, then quit trying to be the referee of people's content. But if you want to be the referee of people's content, then you're going to have to pay the price, and that price is liability for what you allow and what you don't allow, and for there being some kind of sense of fairness and objectivity with it.
And that's why Zuckerberg has figured this out and Jack hasn't.
Yeah, you know, I'm amazed that Jack Dorsey has not quite understood that he is about to step into a hole he'll never step out of. And if he really wants to keep pushing this, I'll tell you what will happen. It'll be the same antitrust legislation that broke up AT&T, that broke up one-time Standard Oil, that decided when something becomes a monopoly and the public is no longer served, but that the monopoly is manipulating the public and the marketplace, then the government does step in and break it up. That's where we're headed unless they decide that they're going to step back and allow free speech to happen. And the way it should work, Kevin, is that rather than Jack Dorsey deciding that I shouldn't say something about you, if I do say something about you, you can sue me. But you sue me, not Twitter. But if Twitter wants to be the one to be responsible, then I'll sue Twitter too.
Well, I know, yeah, that's not a win for any of the social media platforms. And I've been very grateful that Zuckerberg has at least said the things that he said, and I think he does get it. You don't be the carrier. Let the content creators make the content. You be the carrier, and everybody else will be just fine as we go along. Thank you, Governor Huckabee, for being with us. We always appreciate it. Kevin McCullough, it is Radio Night Live, and hour two still on the way. Sidney Powell, Casey McFarland, and Carol Markowitz. Don't go anywhere. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils. But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management. Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
And Kevin McCullough, glad to have you back with us as we are closing out the final few minutes of the first hour tonight. And as the violence continues, we are saddened by all of it. There's lots of conversation yet to come in the second hour, by the way. We have got with us on the lineup a great ladies' lounge tonight. Sidney Powell, who is the attorney representing General Michael Flynn, will be joining us. Katie McFarlane, the former civilian equivalent of a three-star general in the Pentagon, she'll be joining us. And also Carol Markowitz from the New York Post, and lots to get to. But I want to take a time out to remind you of something that we are doing that I find to be extremely special. It's probably been 4 years now that we have introduced to you here on Saturday nights the opportunity to do something that I think is unlike anything else on planet Earth. And part of it is because there's great evil on planet Earth, and we see that. We see that in the injustice of what's going on, both what happened in George Floyd's death, but also in the riots that are now responding to it. We see that evil and injustice still exists. But friends, I don't know of a greater evil on planet Earth right now than human slavery. Just can't think of anything that even comes close to the pain and the frustration and the humiliation and the degradation that that causes. And it's one of the reasons why I have been very eager to help Christian Solidarity International get the word out on how we can end this blight. See, the world governments did not do anything after the Sudanese Civil War. So they established two countries, and they said the South could not be attacked by the North, but they didn't do anything to liberate the hundreds of thousands of women and children who had been taken as slaves. And that's the time period, by the way, when Adat was born. Her mother and father were captured by the Arabs and taken to northern Sudan for slavery. She was taken away from her mother by the Arab master, Musa Ibrahim. And Adat said she was playing outside with other slave children when Arabs came and took her away from her mother. So she lost twice. She was taken once from her country and once from her mom. She cried for help, but her mother couldn't do anything to help her. When she was older, she remembered the details of what had happened to her. And when she told her story to Christian Solidarity International Liberators, she just wept. She thought that she would have been killed immediately by Arabs. She told the CSI people in Arabic, Ashkat, shut up, and always said they looked at her with anger. The Arabs warned her if she continued to cry, he would shoot her. She was so afraid that the Arab took her to his home in another village, and she was made to work for another slave Arab master's family. That master had two wives. She washed their clothes and cleaned their house. She was forced to convert to Islam, which included genital mutilation against her will. And then came the repetitive rapes. She told CSI that her treatment had been so terrible, but when she was liberated and brought home, her life changed. And friends, someone listening to my show was the one that liberated Adat last year. Will you help us this year? 888-342-1010. $25 a month for 10 months, or $50 a month for 5 months, or a one-time gift of $250. And you can release the next Adat into continual liberty. 888-342-1010. 888.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.